Hello everyone, Ned O'Meara here from domainer.com.au, welcoming you to our third podcast. Today's special guest is Cameron Bell, the operations manager from Dark Blue Sea. Most people know Dark Blue Sea better by their brand names such as Fabulous and Drop, fabulous.com and drop.com.au. Good morning, Cameron.
How's it going, Ned? Good to meet you.
Excellent. Thanks, Cam, and appreciate you doing this interview. Just for our readers and our listeners, I've known Cam for probably 6 years, and in all the time that he's worked for Fabulous and Dark Blue Sea, and he's a great guy. So I just wanted to, can you tell us a bit about your background, Cam, and your various roles with DBS over the years?
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, I've known you for about 6 years now, so it takes me back quite a ways. I've been with Dark Blue Sea for 15 years in total now. Originally started back in 2001 or so, worked as a customer service person. Back then, Dark Blue Sea was running a number of different products. I think our biggest product at the time was Roar.com. That's R-O-A-R. That was a search engine that we ran at the time. It was a pay-per-click search engine. So when I was first working there, I was working graveyard shifts, finishing at 7 o'clock in the morning. It was a bit of a different time back then. Support for the product then used to be 24/7, and we used to have two or three people on every shift. So there was quite a lot of support staff working on the product. That has tended to have changed over the years. So while I was doing all the customer service work, I was doing some study on the side and gradually moved up the ladder to different positions. I managed the customer care department for a number of years. And then a few years ago, I took over as the operations manager here at Dark Blue Sea, which of course houses a number of products, including Fabulous and Drop, that your customers would know about.
Yes, no, exactly. And look, I remember meeting you for the first time when you had a huge staff when you were in Fortitude Valley, and I know you're still in the valley at the moment, but and we're talking Brisbane at the moment, but when you had that beautiful old building, and I went in there, and there was just a myriad of people there. And now, obviously, it's turned sort of full circle, and I've been to your new office, and now there's, what, just three of you at the moment?
Yeah, there's three people here in the local Brisbane office, and then I have two more people working in Seattle. They're my full-time programmers.
Ah, excellent. And I must give a very quick mention to the two that work with you in your office, because I've known Catherine for a long time, and she is a star, an absolute star at customer service, and great to talk to. And also young Cassidy, who's your newest addition, she's terrific in terms of service. So I congratulate you on a fine complement of staff there, Cam.
Thank you. We try to do well with our customer service, try to get our emails out rather quickly and answer the phone calls whenever somebody's got a question. So it's nice to get that positive feedback from you.
Absolutely. And look, and that's one of the great things that I can attest to about Fabulous and about Drop, is that if you have got a problem or an issue, you don't just have to wait for a ticket to be sorted out. You can make a phone call, and that's great. And I've always loved that. Just before I ask the next question, I just wanted to remind our listeners that, as always, we've got a special offer from Cam at the end of this podcast, which is going to be, I think, pretty special for 20 people, basically. So we'll cover that off at the end. So can you explain Fabulous to people? I mean, most people know drop.com.au and that you've been on the drops here, but a lot of people don't know about Fabulous. So can you talk about Fabulous briefly and what it does and how it can benefit domainers?
Yeah, absolutely. So Fabulous is the first domain name registrar product that we ever released. It's mostly a US-based product. What we were originally accredited in was .coms, nets, orgs, and infos. That has expanded over the years, of course, and now we offer a myriad of different TLDs. The product is offers a number of different things besides just being a registrar. We also offer domain name parking and monetization. That's probably the biggest part of the business. We've also got a sister product which ties in with Fabulous, that is Fabulous Domains. That is where we sell our own portfolio of domain names, and we also allow our customers to sell domain names. And Fabulous also gives you a number of different tools for your domain portfolio, which we might be able to get into a little bit later. But Fabulous, by and large, is a large domain name registrar. It was originally designed as well to be for domainers. So like most of your readers have large portfolios of domains, Fabulous has a lot of bulk tools and functions built into it to make management of large portfolios a lot easier. These days, it's open to anybody. So if you want an account, feel free to sign up.
Beautiful. No, lovely. And I know that that Fabulous, a lot of domainers from the States use you. I know, having spoken to a number of big domainers over there, that Fabulous has always been their first port of call going back many, many years. So that's obviously, I mean, I guess with the advent of new companies coming in, you still retained a good amount of loyalty from domainers over there.
That's right. Yeah, we did. We do have a solid base of people that have been with us for over a decade now. They seem to like our tools. I know that with some of the other registrars over the years, Monica's a classic example. They revamped all of their admin a while ago and redesigned everything, and it kind of fell over. And I think people enjoy that Fabulous is quite a stable platform, and the changes that we make are only to increase that stability.
Yeah, beautiful. So who's behind Fabulous these days? I've never caught up with that properly, so perhaps you could just explain that for us.
Sure. Well, you probably know that it's changed hands a few times over the years. Fabulous is under the umbrella of Dark Blue Sea. Dark Blue Sea was originally, when it was first created, a private company. And then after a little while, it was publicly listed on the ASX. And then it was bought by a Australian company called Photon. And then Photon has renamed themselves the Eniro now. And Eniro is still the owner of Dark Blue Sea, and Eniro is traded on the ASX as well. So Eniro is pretty hands-off with the operation. They leave it all up to us here in this office. But we also do have a strong technological agreement with Enom in the US, or Rightside in the US, as you will. So what they do is they manage a bunch of our servers for us. So they're our servers, and we take care of all the software and stuff, but they're in their facility. So we've got 24/7 techs available to take a look at those servers if anything goes wrong. And they also manage all of our payment processing. So credit cards, wire transfers, and when we pay people for all the money that they make on our parking platform.
Good one. Well, I've used your parking platform for probably 5 years now, and whilst it doesn't make me a fortune, it's sort of regular income, and I love it. And look, I know we were going to talk about this a bit later, but we may as well touch on that now. As I said, it's my favourite parking platform. It's the only one I use. But why in particular should Aussie domainers use it for parking?
Well, I think that working in the AU space, I've got a pretty good handle on what happens when you get a complaint via Outer based on the content of your domain name. So as you know, you're allowed to monetize domain names in the .au space, but it's important to make sure that your domain name isn't infringing on anyone else's rights, and it doesn't look like that you've registered a domain name in bad faith to profit off someone else's goodwill. So the easiest way to do that, of course, is to make sure that the monetization page shows exactly what you want it to. And that's how we've designed Fabulous. You can change the page, you can change the images that appear on a page, you can change the color, you can change the text, and most importantly, you can change it to a two-click lander, and then you can set the terms that will appear on the page. So you can ensure that nothing is going to appear on the page which a reasonable person could really complain about.
Exactly, and I'm glad you mentioned that two-click lander, because I've told many people about that over the years. It's something that has saved me so many times. By the ability of being able to just simply, with one click, make it a two-click lander, put my own keywords in, and they are the links that appear on the front page, which in terms of Outer's requirements, just as you rightly say, it meets with policy. Obviously, if people click on those links, it may go to different sort of ads, but that's beyond our control. That's what Google does,
that's right.
But it's that first stage that's probably the most important thing. So I can recommend it highly. It's saved me many, many times.
Great.
In terms of people wanting to get on there and use it as a parking platform, is there much to it? I mean, lots of people like myself, and they get onto something new and they think, well, how easy is it to do? I mean, can you explain what's behind it? Do you have any guides, or are you willing to help people if they need it? How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. Our support team, Catherine Cassidy and myself, are always willing to help out with that. We've got a few templates we can send you, which teach you how to do it, but the process really is quite simple. All you really need to do is have your domain's name servers pointing to Fabulous, that is ns1.fabulous.com and ns2.fabulous.com, and then there's a section inside your Fabulous account called Import Domains. All you need to do is paste your domain names in there and import them into your account, and then once the name servers have switched over, it's taken care of. It all starts parking straight away.
Beautiful. And the other thing that you can do is you can put a sale banner on there or an inquiry banner, or you can choose not to have it for sale. I mean, there's a variety of options out there.
That's right, yeah. We do offer a number of different sales options. For .au domains, you can put a banner on there where if a user clicks on that one and submits an inquiry, our system will send you an email with all of their details so that you can arrange a sale yourself. If you've got a domain name that is registered with Fabulous, so it's a .com.org or one of the other extensions, you may also be able to list it using our domain distribution network, which is an instant sale platform. So we handle all of the transfer of funds and the transfer of the domain for you. So that's something for your listeners out there that have a portfolio of .com domains and other ones like that. If they're registered with Fabulous, we can take care of all of that process for you and act as an escrow as well.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And just finally on Fabulous, I can say to listeners and our readers out there that I've used the sales banners for years now, and they are just fantastic. I get inquiries all the time. You know who it is. You get an IP address that comes with the inquiry, so you know who it is, if it's a genuine one or it's not a genuine one. I find them absolutely fantastic. So I compliment you on that, Cam. It's great.
Thank you. Oh, and one other point I might also add is that if you submit to us a banner within a certain dimension, you can actually upload your own banner to these pages. So if you don't like the Fabulous branded ones, you can have your own.
Oh, terrific. Yes, no, you have mentioned that, and I've been meaning to do that for ages, but I'm just not technical enough to do that. But I'll get around to it one day. Anyway, let's talk about Drop. Now, Drop used to be Domain 8 back in the day, and then you guys bought that and then it became drop.com.au, and you used to be the biggest and the best drop catcher in Australia. But you sort of lost your mojo and you're not now. So tell us what happened and then tell us what plans you've got for the future.
Sure. Well, quite simply, the drop catching software that Drop uses was outclassed. And to be fair, and hats off to the guys at Netflix for it, I think they've done really well with their innovation of their platform, and it's great that they were able to beat us. And so for the future, I think there's a lot of work planned for Drop. We've got some compliance issues like the ISS going on at the moment. Once all those are tied off, my resources will be free to go elsewhere. And I think what Drop really needs is a rebuild from the ground up of the catching software. So I think domainers like yourself really like the Drop platform, really like the auction platform that we've got. And especially in light of some recent events, it seems like there's a strong demand for another alternative out there. So I'd really like to be able to deliver that for you guys, but it's going to take some time.
Excellent. Well, I sincerely hope you do, because the marketplace in Australia definitely needs some competition. And the thing that I love about your platform is it's very different to the current Netflix one. And the Netflix one seems to be getting less transparent as each day goes past, and I'm not speaking out of school there. I've publicly said that, and but we'll deal with that another time. And Domain Shield obviously has a different format altogether, which is fine. I've always loved Drop's transparency, the fact that you've got an open platform there and that you can see bids and you can raise them and do proxies and you can do fixed bids, etc. But I guess that given that the other two are operating under hidden bids, I've said to you before, I think you're basically highlighting domains for them. How do you feel about that? And any plans to change the format down the track?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting point. I have been following your blog quite closely, and I do agree with some of your points that it does seem to be highlighting domains, and it makes people simply wait till the very last second before placing a bid, which kind of doesn't defeat the purpose of an auction, but makes it a little bit annoying to use at times. So I think that when we do the rebuild of Drop, the auction system that we use is definitely up for consideration. At the moment, I'm probably leaning towards a blind proxy system. So it'll still be exactly the way it is now, except it won't show the current high bid for domains that have bids. So what I think that will do is it'll give us a good combination of privacy for your bids, but I think it'll also make people feel secure in making their bids because it is a proxy system and you'll only be a dollar more than anyone else.
Exactly. And there'll always be bidder one, bidder two, bidder three, I imagine, et cetera, you know, that sort of thing.
That's right, yes.
It's, no, which is good because the other two, you just don't know where you are, particularly with NetSuite. I mean, you just have to wait and hope. And now I see in the last couple of days, NetSuite are not even publishing prices at the end as to who won it for what. You have to, which is, I just find that amazing. But anyway, it's not about NetSuite today. So anything exciting planned for the future with Drop?
Well, yeah, I mean, the ground up rebuild is the exciting thing. There are a few other things that I've got going on that I'd like to do with Fabulous and Drop. Obviously, there are some things that are relevant between both of the products, and I'd like to tie them together. So I've got some exciting things planned for Fabulous, but I also want to tie in Drop to that. So, for example, I would like a user to be able to go into Drop and tie that Drop account to their Fabulous account and simply have a park button in there. So you should be able to view your list of domains that you've got in Drop and then with a single click park that domain inside your Fabulous account. So that kind of tie-in, I think, is overdue for the product.
Yeah, look, I would love that. I mean, at the moment, you've just got to do it all manually. That would be a fantastic improvement if you could get to that. That's great. Obviously, final question, what's your personal thoughts or Dark Blue Sea's thoughts, or if you can mesh the two together with current discussions over the possibility of direct registrations?
I knew this would probably come up. I guess as a registrar, I probably stand to gain a fair bit from implementation of direct registrations because it's only going to mean more registrations for me. That said, I personally don't feel that it's needed. I think that history has shown that this type of implementation, .co is the obvious example, .co.uk, sorry, is the obvious example, is not very successful, and it adds, I think, probably unnecessary complexity and expense to the AU space. I think that the AU space, as we've got it today, it's got a lot of loyalty with businesses in Australia. Everyone knows what .com.au's are the way it is right now. I think that there's a lot of brand recognition for ComAU. I think there's a lot of respect for the rules and how tightly regulated it is. So I think that opening up direct registrations kind of bleeds some of that away and just weakens the ComAU, the AU space in general.
I tend to agree. I can't say too much more than that because obviously I'm on the NAMS panel, but I have to concur with your comments, and I just think that basically what's going to happen is that you're going to see a lot of defensive registrations taking place to create a sort of artificial marketplace. But
that's right. Anyway, yeah. I certainly think that the conversation is being led by some vested interests, led in a certain direction. So it's difficult to really get a feel for what's actually going on out there.
No, absolutely. Look, Cam, thank you very much for talking with us today, and I'm sure everyone's going to be interested to learn a little bit more, have learned a little bit more about you and Dark Blue Sea and everything that you do. We talked about doing a special offer for Domainer readers and listeners.
We did.
Probably two prongs to that. First off, Fabulous, what can you offer our listeners and readers?
Well, what I'd like to offer you guys, and hopefully it's people who have never tried Fabulous before, but for existing customers, it's for you too. The first 20 people that contact me directly, you can get me on my email address, c.bell@fabulous.com. So the first 20 people that contact me directly, I'll upgrade your pricing in Fabulous to tier one pricing. So that pricing is usually reserved for people that have at least 5,000 domain names with us. So for the Domainer listeners, you can get that today. And that will reduce your pricing for something like a .com. You'll pay $8.49 US for a year registration, which is very competitive.
Fantastic. No, that's excellent. Yep. And in terms of Drop, what can you offer there?
Yeah, so for the ComAU listeners, I'd like to extend the invitation to contact our support department. And this is for as many people as want to apply. There's no limit on the number of people. But if you mention this Domainer podcast and you contact our support department, support@drop.com.au, we'll drop your pricing inside your Drop account down to $22. So that counts for registrations, accounts for renewals, and also accounts for auction wins. So if you win an auction at a dollar, it'll be a dollar plus $22, and then you'll have the domain.
Beautiful. Excellent. And I know you extended that offer on DN Trade as well just recently, so that's great that you're also extending it to listeners and readers of the banner. So thank you for that.
No problem.
Change of registrants, and I think that's a big thing, a big cost. I know some people charge an absolute fortune for a change of registrant. Can you tell us what your charges are for that?
Well, our Published Plus price is $49.95, but for anybody in the domaining community, we charge $29.95. So if you've got a change of registrant that you want to do with us, all you need to do is drop us an email to our support department and we'll adjust the invoice for you down to $29.95.
Fantastic. That's great. Cam, thank you very much. And I really appreciate you giving me the time this morning. And I hope we get you a few new fabulous customers.
Great. My pleasure, Matt. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, no, excellent. And just finally, I just wanted to say, and I should have said this at the beginning, Domainer is getting no financial benefit out of this interview. We're not being paid. It's not a paid advertorial, or we're not getting paid for advertising anything. Just doing this as a friendly gesture to give all our people in the industry here a leg up, because a rising tide floats all boats. So thanks again, Cam.
Thanks, Ned. Have a good one. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.